Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir. We are back once again live. This is Mo Sports TV, April 26th. We got a lot of content. We got a lot of shit that we got to talk about, man. Especially the motherfucking New York Knicks, man. Yes, sir. But first, we gonna start with the NFL draft. I'm with my guy, Big Ed.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, bugging. Hold on one second.
Again, live. This is Mo Sports.
All right. We back for real. Be back. All right. So, what we gonna get into is the NFL draft. What day is it on? Thursday? Round one? Yes, sir. So what we did, Mo Sports TV, everybody on the panel did a mini mock draft, picks 1 through 12. Who wants to go first?
I think we all have Trevor Lawrence going one overall.
Yep.
There's no doubt about Trevor Lawrence. Yo, I'm fucking fried, yo. Let's clap it up for me. Let's fried.
Each team, y'all just said one person.
Yeah, I got Trevor Lawrence one.
Jets at two.
Jets. Yeah, I got Wilson.
Zach Wilson. Yeah, obviously. Obviously, those are going to be the first two picks. They've already pretty much said that's what they're taking. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Niners.
This is
but
the big
the
one.
Real question.
This is the yeah. This is like
starts with the draft. This is what sets the tone for the draft. What do the Niners do? What did the Niners trade all these fucking first round picks for? And could it be? And could it be? And could it be the one and only? Could it be the return of the Mac?
Nah,
I have him taking Mac Jones at three.
No. Yo, listen, Nick. If they do that, I would be so upset. Because you could get him later. You could get him later.
I mean, I'm upset for you to begin with that they traded to this spot because I don't think any of the three quarterbacks that are going to be available are.
Fields is special, man.
They did not. Nah. All right.
Fields
so
is tough.
How many picks was it again? Two firsts?
Three.
Three firsts?
Three firsts.
Yeah. And something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And change. You better love this motherfucker, and this motherfucker better be good. And I hope I pray, and this is who I think you guys are going to get. I think you guys are going to get Trey Lance.
I wouldn't buy them. I wouldn't buy Justin Fields or Trey Lance because they fit our system. We're a run-first team.
Okay.
Shanahan likes the Mac Jones type of passer, though. And that's the thing.
Well, Kyle Shanahan can suck my dick.
He can suck a whole bunch of dicks.
I don't care. No pause.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
we mean he blew both of our team's Super Bowl wins. Yeah, in the
what do you mean by that?
I'm hoping Justin Fields though. I think that's the
best. So you're
pick.
Saying Justin Fields at
or
three,
Trey Lance
or Trey Lance?
Yeah, those are the best. Those are two for us.
Pick one. Who do you want? Yeah, Trey Lance or Justin?
I want Justin Fields.
Okay.
I'm taking him too. That's what I got.
Justin Fields. Who do you got, Nick?
Mac Jones to the Niners.
Justin Fields remind me of like a Lamar kind of. So
I'm gonna just say this: if y'all get Mac Jones,
don't come
boy,
here.
Boy, oh boy, it's gonna be a hard day next Monday for Big N.
Lighting your ass up. All right, four.
Pick four.
Falcons.
I hope we move the fuck out of it, but we're going to stay there, and we're going to take Kyle Pitts because we need more offense.
Yeah,
I think you guys are getting chased because I think you guys are trading Julio.
We're going to take Kyle Pitts, and we're going to run the two tight end system with Hayden Hurst, Pitts, and then Ridley and Jones outside.
You know that's not the move for y'all.
The move would be to move to nine where Denver is and let Denver move up and get a quarterback.
This is what I personally did in my mock. I see the Cowboys trading with you guys.
For what?
Yeah.
For whatever picks they trade up for.
No, and for what? Why do
for
we-
Kyle Pitts. That's what the Cowboys want. Jerry Jones is obsessed with this nigga Kyle Pitts.
I heard he was really hot on Surtain too.
Yeah.
Who I think they'd have to move up to get anyway.
They would have to move up to get him. I see the Cowboys being very aggressive this offseason and whoever they want to get. And you know who Jerry Jones is. He's Mr. Popcorn. You know what I'm saying? He's that guy.
Dickhead.
And he loves offense. He's not a defensive GM slash owner. He doesn't give a fuck about that. He wants to see scoring. He wants to see entertainers. He wants to see entertainment, period. But
their biggest hole is in the defensive backfield. The problem is I think Horn and Surtain probably go before 10.
Think so?
I got them in my mock 8 and 9.
I have them going 8 and 9 to Carolina and Denver.
Me too. But I got Surtain going first.
So do I.
I got Surtain falling to the Cowboys.
All right. Okay. Before we get ahead to ourselves, who did you have it for?
Chase,
you think they're moving Julio out, they're bringing Chase in?
Nah, I think we're not even on that pick.
About the Falcons, you think,
I can't see the Falcons taking a
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah,
I don't think they're taking. I agree with Nick. They're not taking anybody else.
I'd love for them to move out and then load up on defense, but
that's what y'all offensive base team.
We're gonna see if we can, you know, throw for 10,000 yards and give up 12,000.
Yeah, that's what y'all do though. That's just how that's your team is.
I got a different plan for y'all in that spot, but. We're gonna say that for a little bit.
Bengals.
Five Bengals.
They're getting a lineman again. Swell. Yeah.
Swell. I have Swell as well.
I don't see them getting anything else.
Jamar Chase.
Burrow
played off.
He needs his guy.
Burrow played off the fact that they played together. He's like, yeah, you know, if we get him, we get him. That was, to me, it sounded like that's what we're picking.
Can I say something real quick? He can't throw the ball without a lineman. He doesn't have a fucking line. So
they're the Bengals. Just because what they should do is take alignment doesn't mean that's what they're going to do. Sorry, I mean. You guys be doing dumb shit for a long time.
That's some shit
I think Higgins balled out last year, so I think that's going to prove. I think he's going to be Burrow's number one guy.
They're going to run a three wide out system there because Burrow
throws tough too. Boyd is tough too. And they still got Joe Mixon.
Plus, they're going to be down 25, so they're going to have to throw.
Joe Mixon's on whatever.
Burrow needs a line, but he also is asking for ownership to get his guy. Get his guy. That's his guy from LSU. His guy.
He's so tough.
Him and Justin Jefferson is pretty much the reason.
Devontae Smith is in this draft. Had one of the most ridiculous seasons I've ever seen.
And they're still taking him.
And Jamar Chase is the best receiver. That says something.
Crazy.
And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but that's why I want Baltimore to take Terrence Marshall because them LSU wide receivers have been balling out lately.
No, they're good.
Yep.
They're talented. The LSU wide receivers are very talented.
And he had to play behind Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Jamar Chase is going to the Dolphins.
I got Devontae going
Who's six?
Miami.
Dolphins.
Six is Miami.
I got Devontae Smith going there.
You got Devontae Smith going there.
So
you
do I.
have
Jamar who, Chase.
You have Chase going there. I have Waddle going there. Who do you have?
I have Smith.
You have Smith going there.
Yep.
I personally think Devontae Smith is the best wide receiver.
In the draft?
Period. And he's going to fall. How far? I don't know. Because these fucking draft guys, these junkies, these fucking...
Experts.
Experts. You know... I don't think Jamar Chase is better than Devontae Smith.
Really? But think about it.
I don't think Chase Waddle is better than Devontae Smith. I think Devontae Smith is the number one wide receiver in this draft, and whoever he goes to, he's going to go the fuck off, depending on who his quarterback is.
He's a wild physical specimen, man.
And they say he's too small. This is the craziest part. Hold on, hold on. This is the craziest part.
He is small as hell, though.
No, he's not. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this, bro. They say
he's not small.
This is his knock. He's small, right? But how tall is Waddle? How tall is Chase? They are shorter than Devontae Smith. And that's his knock. That's why he's falling back.
I think he's
but
skinny.
Them two niggas is shorter than him.
I think it's weight-wise they're complaining about. You know what I mean?
He only weighs like 180.
Yeah, he's a twig, but he's a tough specimen. He doesn't care. He gets physical.
That nigga
he's
route
not
running
scared.
Is crazy, though.
His but route he, running is so crazy. He gets separation. He's not scared to go in traffic and catch that ball. He does what he wants, man. In the SEC.
They also have a very, very long lineage of putting out quality NFL
receivers.
Yeah. Julio Jones ain't do what Devontae Smith did.
Nope. Nobody has.
Nobody has done what Devontae Smith has done. He absolutely dominated everybody he came against, bro. Yeah. 4 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns,
he kicked,
2,
he kicked
5.
Ohio State ass
what? Against the best schools in the country, nigga. No wide receiver has done that, man. Fuck that, bro. I got Devontae Smith as the best wide receiver. But I still got Waddle going over him because the GMs and ESPN and all these, you know, guys are saying Waddle and Chase are over him. So I'm taking Waddle.
I think
Waddle.
Smith is the best player, but I think Chase goes to Cincinnati just out of comfortability with
it. Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense, too. Absolutely. All right, so 7.
Lions.
Slater.
Lineman.
I got Waddle going there.
Okay. I got Jamar Chase going there.
This is where I have Penny Sewell finally falling to.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, my God.
Goff. But they lost Galladay. They need a replacement.
But they also have to make sure that Goff doesn't get killed in the process.
Yeah, like Stafford does right. Every fucking year.
I think they go Penny Sewell because he's going to drop, and getting him at 7 is a fucking steal.
I don't think he's going to drop.
Yeah, he's the best runner in the league. Well, in the draft.
Yeah, I agree. Slater's a damn good fucking lineman, too, though. I'll give you that. Mm-hmm.
Northwestern, they, you know, that's all they do.
Yeah.
Lumberjacks.
That whole Midwest. Big 10. Yeah, that whole Midwest conference is fucking nuts, man. All right.
Carolina. I got Pitts going there.
I was stuck on that. I didn't have a pick on that. I didn't really know what they really needed.
I got Pitts.
I picked Sertan. I think you picked Sertan as well.
I also have Patrick Sertan, yeah.
Yeah, they need defense. I mean, they got Darnold. They got, you know, a couple of guys. I mean, they lost fucking.
Ooh, so Waddle could probably
they lost Curtis
too.
Samuels.
That's what I'm saying. I think Pitts falls to them.
Carolina's going to be shitty.
Yeah.
They're going to be ass. I can't hold you. Them niggas going to stay.
They need more than one pick.
All right. So
Broncos.
They're going to Slater.
I got Chase, Trey Lance.
Nah.
Broncos replacing Drew Lock with Trey Lance.
That's what I got. And I like Lock too, though.
They're gonna keep Lock.
I hope they do.
They're gonna align it.
I hope they keep Lock, but I just think
they're gonna get Slater.
I think they're gonna draft Lance to try to push Lock the ball out. Like, hey, you got your replacements here.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's a stupid ass pick.
I
that would be a dumb ass pick.
I can't lie to you, John. That ain't it, bro.
Hey, I got Trey Lance going there.
That ain't it, bro.
Nah, I got Trey Lance. Who you got there, Nick?
I got J.C. Horn because Elway has a history of taking the best player at a position of need.
And I have him as well. And, yo, I swear to God, me and Nick did not go over this fucking draft together. We have probably 4 mm-hmm. already of the same picks. We did not go over what our top fucking whatever was. Shit crazy.
Dallas is next.
Dallas. Now I had Atlanta trading back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had Atlanta trading back. Yeah, Dallas got 10. I had Atlanta trading back with the Cowboys. And I have them taking Matt Ryan's replacement, Justin Fields.
I got Sertan going there.
I'm sitting out football season if that happens, but
bro, why don't you like Justin Fields?
They don't have a reason. Ooh-wee. Nobody has a reason.
Okay, first,
be honest.
First, I'm a Michigan fan.
Stop being weird.
So I hate Ohio State. Ohio State has a history of producing as booty juice of NFL quarterbacks as there come. This is Dwayne Haskins, the remix.
No. Yo, that is disrespectful.
No, it's not.
It's not. It's reality. And Matt Ryan's my favorite football player of all time. So if we're going to pull him out for a garbage-ass Ohio State quarterback.
You don't even know if he's garbage. I'm just saying he's garbage.
He killed
Ohio
Michigan.
Ohio State quarterbacks have a history of being stinky. We're not going to say that. I'm saying, though, I think he's the best Ohio State quarterback I've seen thus far, though. I will say that.
Yes.
And if he's put in the right place, he could actually be okay. But at the end of the day, he's an Ohio State quarterback. So I really wouldn't draft him if I was a GM for a team. I would not draft Justin Fields. Absolutely not.
Okay.
The rest of us have...
But he could shine in the right place.
The rest of us have Dallas sitting
at 10
still.
If he went to the Niners, honestly, if he went to the Niners, I think he would be okay. I really do.
It'd be great if he went there.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
He would be better than Kyler Murray.
Hell to the fuck no! What?
Yeah, niggas is haters.
Yes.
I smoke rock.
You said he gonna be better than Kyler Murray?
Yes.
Kyler Murray's not even that good. So let's simmer down.
He's definitely the most overrated quarterback in the league.
Yes.
This is a sick Negro.
He's not?
He's not overrated? What has Kyler Murray done?
Overrated?
Yes. He should not have won Rookie of the Year over Josh Jacobs. So that he should not have won that.
That's a fact.
Overrated?
Yes.
Hell no, bro.
What has he done?
Bro, Nick, can you please pull the stats up, please?
Please, bro.
Come on, son.
Niggas ain't got no reason, bro.
4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great.
And where is he every year?
Bill, that's not great, Bill?
Is Kyler Murray? Is Kyler Murray overrated? I say Kyler Murray's overrated.
He ran for 800 yards and 11 touchdowns on top of that.
Thank you.
Nearly 5,000 yards from scrimmage with 37 touchdowns.
Overrated.
Okay.
Man, you crazy, bro. We're going to have to clip that for later, bro. Cause that's,
save it.
That's oh, my God. He's second year in the league, bro.
Oh, now we get. Oh, now we're like, quarterback.
Come on, bro. And he put up these numbers. That's his second year in the league.
Second year in the league is far superior to the year Russell Wilson
that's
put up
reach,
in his second year.
That's a reach, bro.
These are the same people that were fucking ripping fucking Lamar Jackson, right? Y'all were the same two ripping Lamar Jackson,
who
right?
Who has a better year since he's been starting over Kyler Murray? The same years. Lamar Jackson first.
I can't hold you. I don't know if I'm taking Lamar Jackson over Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I'm cool off
take Murray.
Oh, my God.
I'm cool off niggas. I take
Murray. Murray can throw the ball.
I don't give a fuck.
He can actually throw the ball.
He can actually throw better than fucking Lamar Jackson. Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh my God.
All right,
that's
a fact. What's the next team?
Next.
Nah. Fuck that. Who the next team?
I'm not arguing that.
Fuck that.
Oh my God.
I'm taking Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson. Fuck that.
And my team will win.
That is fucking stupid. He already beat Kyler Murray.
I don't give a fuck. It's his second year, like I said.
Oh, now it's his second year.
So what Lamar do his second year?
Unanimous MVP.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Just
want to throw that out there.
All right, he got an MVP. What did he do, though?
What did Kyler Murray do?
Exactly.
He hasn't done anything yet, but he ain't going to tell me. He ain't going to tell me.
Lamar Jackson does more.
I'm taking Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson.
We just hit you back with stats.
With less weapons.
Get him. Go ahead.
I don't need to get these stats. You better fucking MVP.
Get these stats.
Kyler Murray didn't get it. I don't need to even look up stats where somebody has a unanimous
Kyler Murray can't even get to the fucking
MVP.
Playoffs. He can't even get to the playoffs. He has a better offensive team by far than Lamar Jackson.
He doesn't have a better overall team than Lamar Jackson. And don't even fucking say that. Don't even fucking start. You got fucking Isaiah Simmons as their best player. And he doesn't even know how to read fucking defenses. And you're going to give me
So Chandler Jones' ass?
Kyler Murray threw for 1,300 more yards last year.
Interesting.
How many? Lamar was sick. He missed two games.
He missed one.
Oh. All right. Missed one game. But what?
It doesn't matter.
That means
you're
nothing.
Right. He was going to have 1,300 that game because he's always good for that.
He could sure throw the fuck out of a football. I know that.
Better than your quarterback.
No, he can't.
Better than your quarterback.
No, he can't.
Quarterback by far.
He's better, but he can't throw better.
What?
He is a better quarterback. He does everything better than Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones can't even run.
He falls.
Murray's completion percentage was 4 points.
He had a faster MPH than Lamar that year.
And Lamar,
on that run.
Faster than Lamar Jackson did all fucking season, my nigga. And that's a fucking fact. And that's a fucking fact. Don't fucking play with me about Danny Jones' speed when he ran the fastest. He ran faster than Lamar Jackson on that corny ass run that you want to talk about.
That's one.
80 yarder, too.
But that's one, though.
80 yarder, too.
That's one. You go to
fuck
off one
here.
Thing.
Fuck out of here,
man. You sound like an old nigga, bro. Oh, you go off one thing.
Yeah, so Nick, Daniel Jones or Lamar Jackson?
Obviously, he's fucking Lamar Jackson. All right. That's stupid. Like, what are you arguing about? You want to talk about my quarterback? I didn't even say nothing about my quarterback. Don't.
You said
you
pass?
You did this.
Pass. I'll take neither.
They're bumping to Matt Ryan. Booty ass.
Yep. Sure.
Oh my God, yo! This nigga said Kyler
next
Murray.
Next team,
LL.
It's dubbed. So Kyler Murray, bro. I got Kyler Murray, bro. Bugging.
I have Dallas.
Who's
Dallas taking
Kwity Paye?
That'd be a good move for them, but they're not doing
it. I don't give a fuck. Who's the Giants?
That would be
taking?
A smart move. They need defense.
Who's the Giants
probably
taking?
I have Jalen Waddle.
I got Parsons going to the Giants.
No, I'm weird. I had Devontae Smith going.
I got Devontae Smith too.
Falling to the Giants?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You sure will.
No, I got.
They're sleeping on him.
Yeah, I got Parsons going there.
I've been hearing some rumblings in the Giants community that Joe Judge really wants Devontae Smith, Dave Gettleman really wants Micah Parsons, and it's like a power struggle right now between who they're gonna take.
Dallas will take Devontae Smith just so you can't have him.
The Giants.
That would be the most Cowboys thing to do.
Look, the Giants will take Devontae Smith because we're in front of the Eagles, and that's who they really want. And last time I remember, the Eagles
really
are the fucking reason.
I really hope there's not an NFC East dick measuring contest between 10
and
12.
It's going to get very weird between 10 and 12, bro.
I got the Waddles going to the Eagles, though, next.
I have Rashawn Slater going to the Eagles because
they're
going to get a quarterback killed soon.
I had Micah Parsons going to the Eagles. They need everything.
The Eagles need to make a couple sacrifices.
The Eagles need everything, bro. So I don't think they should start with a wide receiver.
Bro, they might draft Mac Jones. I see that somewhere. They were thinking about
they
going
do that.
Oh, my God. If
they
took
do that, yeah.
Mac Jones,
that boy, would be a very Eagles thing to do.
Yeah, that'd be Mac fucking Jones. Nasty. That would be nasty.
I feel bad for niggas that day.
Hey, yo, Snee, you better not ever say nothing about nobody.
Yeah, you might as well delete your social media because I'm coming at you crazy.
Oh,
so I got Devontae Smith and Micah Parsons. Who do you got going to the Eagles? You said the lineman.
I got Waddle.
Slater.
You got Waddle. Yeah. All right. That concludes the very fun mock draft of most sports.
Yo, as of right now, hold on, I got a quick question.
Uh-huh.
What team has the best quarterback in the NFC East right now?
No. the Cowboys. Dak. Cowboys,
yeah,
by far.
The Cowboys. Yeah,
he got to say how he's healthy. Is it the same Dak?
It's going to be the same.
I mean, Dak at half health is better than the rest of the pile of crap that's coming out of the NFC East.
We're going to see what Daniel Jones does. All right.
You're
going to talk crazy about Daniel Jones when he had a very good rookie season, 24-12, 2,400 yards in 12 games, and then he had a very...
What? That's good?
In 12 games?
Oh, cool.
2,400 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 12 interceptions?
Turnovers?
12.
Yeah, more than that.
12 picks.
No, he had more turnovers.
He had fumbles.
Yeah, the interceptions was right. I think he had 6 fumbles?
Some shit like that. Terrible. But that's... Yeah, so I think Daniel Jones can be good still. Like, y'all want to talk crazy, but he hasn't had a healthy team ever. He hasn't had a good line ever. He hasn't had a number one wide receiver ever. What was Josh Allen doing without all of his talent?
Okay, I'm just saying, this is the year.
Honestly, though.
This is the year.
This is the year, yes.
If he doesn't do anything.
Yes, he's ass. If he doesn't do anything this year, he's ass.
I'm clipping
it. But he has the talent around him now. And especially if we get Devontae Smith. With Kenny Galladay?
I think the Giants' offense is depending on Saquon Barkley's health. You gotta establish a run game for Daniel Jones to be good.
We established it with Wayne Gallman by the end of the year.
They're really good defensively. Yeah, they can control the clock.
If we get Micah Parsons, I will say this though. If we get Micah Parsons, we might be a top two defense. That might upgrade us to top two.
Nah, top two.
Yeah.
That defense is
bro. It's nasty, bro. It's nasty.
So who's the top defenses in the league for you?
Buffalo, Baltimore, Giants, Steelers, really.
But they had
Steelers, really.
But we're going to fall off, though. We're not going to be a top
I think the Giants are the third best defense right now.
LA. And that's just because. Rams.
I think we. I think we have
the 49ers.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Fuck them. Yeah, fuck them.
They got to be healthy, bro.
Yeah, I think the Giants defense is better than the 49ers defense. I do.
I agree.
It was so good. We smoked y'all.
Yeah, y'all did smoke us when we were fucking stinky. Back then, and we didn't have any chemistry. It was like the third game of the season.
Stop making excuses.
It was COVID.
Smacked you, bro.
Yeah, you smacked us.
With third fucking strings. You're talking about your defense is good?
Our defense is damn good.
That was the Nick Mullins for MVP.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Changed my profile pic to everything.
The Giants is going to win the NFC East. I don't give a fuck what any of y'all niggas is talking about.
Y'all might. You were Dallas.
Eagles. No. You can't see my Washington, though.
Yes, we can.
As long as Fitzpatrick is their quarterback, yes, I can.
We can.
He gets hot.
That's Dallas.
Three games a year.
It's Dallas' division to lose.
Enough to get another check, John.
No, that defense. Yeah, you're right. That defense sucks, though. I can't rely on
ESPN
Dallas.
Rides his dick for like three games. He gets all the fucking cool chains on top of the fucking on the interview, acts all fucking McGregor like, and then
pause.
It's the truth, though. Like that's what he does, bro. And then he gets another contract to another team for the next year as a filler. I can't knock the hustle, but you stinky, bro. I don't give a fuck.
He doesn't even have a winning record.
He's a ski-mask Hall of Famer.
He's the Masvidal of the NFL.
He's the McGregor of the NFL, well, man.
Don't do Conor.
Well, he's not. He's not.
Trash.
Don't do Conor.
Trash. Trash.
We're going to talk about that later.
We're going to talk about that later. All right. Let's get into the NBA because... We need to talk about some things. We need to have a little chat.
Hold on.
We need to have a little chat. The Knicks are up on the motherfucking Suns right now.
Nah, not yet.
Stop fucking playing with us.
What's your score? Huh?
81-70. Oh. What about two?
You are hating.
I said we're up. Did I say we're up? We are up on the Suns right now. We're going for 10 in a row.
That makes me a hater because I think you're up two.
Yeah, because you said it.
You said it in a very condescending way. Tone is everything in the English language.
You have to understand exactly how sensitive they are about this team.
Let's
get into the NBA topics.
Even if you give generous compliment to the way the team's played.
He didn't give a generous compliment.
They are wildly offended because they're going to the finals.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the fuck we stopped right fucking now. We will go to the fucking finals. Because we're that fucking hot. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
So y'all playing the Wizards in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yep.
Yeah, we will smoke them.
Yeah, so based off your logic, the Wizards and the Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Wizards and the Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
You're the one that said it first, John. Not him.
What?
You're the one that said it first.
Say what?
Wizards Knicks. He didn't say Wizards. He didn't say Wizards out of his mouth until you said Wizards out of your mouth.
No, he's
what are you talking about?
Because the team's hot.
I don't give a fuck what they want.
No.
The Wizards are hot like us.
They won 8 games straight. How are they not as hot as y'all? Explain it.
Because
it's a different type of hot, though.
Explain it.
You know the fuck I mean.
We got blue flames, nigga. We blue flamed up, nigga.
This is where
this is where he gets hypocritical.
Very.
And starts talking about both sides and breaks the and starts destroying the equipment because he gets mad.
Shout out to Ed for breaking the mic last time and still proceeds to grab the mic. All crazy. Pause.
Oh my god. You just
Can we get to the subject so I can start ripping this?
All right. Knicks. All right. So let's have a little talk. we had a nice little poll in the group yesterday, and I asked the group. We had a very interesting conversation at the bar on Saturday. We made a couple of bets. We made a couple of arguments. We got fired up about it. Julius Randle or Jason Tatum? Right now.
Jason Tatum.
Right now.
10 out of 10.
Right now.
Jason Tatum, 10 How? Out of 10.
How?
He does.
Right now.
Right now, in their last 10 games, Randle 29, Tatum 28, Randle 9 rebounds, Tatum 10, 6 assists, 5 assists. Same exact turnovers. Tatum shoots a little bit better from the field and the line. Randle shoots a little bit better from three. They're the exact same fucking player.
They're not.
It's a very good comparison.
Tatum can score, obviously.
What?
More. Better.
What?
I don't know about that.
How?
I don't think you've watched Knicks games
you don't
this
watch
year.
Knicks game,
if you're saying that, because Randle gets buckets on demand. On whenever he wants.
He's also
workhorse.
He has a higher usage than Tatum because God. There's less talent around him. But
he's the only one that could make their own create their own shot consistently.
So that's our fault.
I know.
But it doesn't. So why are you putting that narrative out there? It's not, it's not gonna help you, John.
My nigga, bro. Tatum is better than Randle 10 out of 10 times. Bro.
Yep.
No.
No, there's no way you can slice
right
it.
Now.
Yes.
No. I'd rather you niggas just say, yo, we hate you.
For my Knicks,
why would I,
I'm
yeah,
taking
why would I hate
Randle.
You hate me and Corey because we're Knicks fans. I'd rather you just say that at this point.
I don't care if you're a Knicks fan.
It got to be something, bro. Y'all niggas don't give props. Y'all don't pay
$5. I said he's having a good year.
I hate that
I said
you can't take a compliment because it's not good enough for you
yes.
because it doesn't meet what
your, criteria.
Your belief yes. in the Knicks
yes,
are.
Yes, you're right.
And
that is
They get it. You get it. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm crying, son.
But I'm telling you that, and you were even arguing with me when I'm telling you that, like, 3 months ago, I placed a bet for the Knicks to make the playoffs. You're a playoff team.
And then this motherfucker, Corey, going outside in the group, bro. This nigga's going to take one Tatum highlight and do it.
Yeah.
Is Randle better than him? He's better than Randle?
Is Jason Tatum getting MVP consideration right now?
Real Randle question.
Randle
is not getting it either.
Randle not Real either.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
To who?
No, he's not.
Oh, where? Pull it up.
To the Becca.
He might be the fifth in voting, but he's got
he's
some
not,
fucking...
He's not top he's five in some, voting.
Oh, yes, he is.
Want to bet?
No, he's not.
Want to bet?
He will be.
This nigga is crazy, bro.
Niggas is haters, bro.
They haters.
Why don't y'all want to see us prosper, though?
Eddie,
they just don't want to see it happen, Ed. They don't want to see it happen. They are dragging the narrative. They are holding as hard as they can. They know it's about to leave.
What did you just say? Why don't y'all want to see us prosper?
I feel like y'all don't.
Why? I don't. I hate y'all.
Why, though?
This is the worst thing that could have possibly happened. Knicks fans being happy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Being
why you're mad.
Why
because
are you mad that we happy?
We are happy.
That we happy?
Okay.
You can't
bro,
stand
throwing,
how happy we
y'all
are.
Y'all throwing,
hold on.
Y'all
hold on.
We
no,
are
no.
happy.
No, no, no,
so
no, 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 no.
Y'all
so
not
what?
Throwing
so
parades
what?
Outside the fucking Madison Square Garden
yeah.
for a regular season fucking game.
So what?
Who does that?
That was regular
Knicks fans
season.
Do. We have fun. I'm sorry that our team is fun and we're not in Boston saying crazy things to players on the court.
Facts.
Okay? That's your
that's
team.
That's Utah.
All right?
That's
no,
Utah.
That's your team.
That's Utah.
That's your team.
That's Utah.
That's your city, bro.
You done yet?
Go ahead.
Here's my problem. Okay?
And I don't even, we ain't gonna say what your city does.
My
team. What's y'all talking about what
players.
Your city does?
Well, you beat up your players. I don't want to hear that.
You throw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Fuck Santa. So,
bro.
My organization was about as bad as a NBA team can get. In fact, they won 10 games in 2016. 10 games in an NBA season. They followed that by winning 28. So the last 2 years is newfound success for me. And the first time the Sixers have been good in almost a decade.
He not throwing parades.
Any hint of excitement I have about the team, you two stand up on top of the hill and piss on it.
Yeah.
So I'm
piss on it. Stop it.
I now, do. I don't give a fuck.
Eddie, you just said the Knicks are going to the finals.
Okay, so.
So I'm just returning the same energy while my team is better.
Simo, niggas going to the finals, Simo?
Bro, niggas is hating.
Nah, hey, I don't know. I don't
Julius
know.
Randle.
I don't know what we do. I don't know what we do.
Career winning percentage, 36%.
Look at dirt.
Look at this.
Wait, what'd you say?
This nigga just cherry picking shit.
What kind of cherry pick shit did you just pull?
His career winning percentage.
Fuck the
in the playoffs?
No.
Julius Randle.
It's fucking over for this nigga.
That's bullshit.
Julius Randle.
Listen.
Zero playoff.
It's time for the next comparison.
Zero.
Listen. You're fucking done.
Zero playoff games. He's never played a playoff game. 435 games played in the regular season. It's the most in the NBA. It's the most in the NBA without a playoff.
This is his breakout year. So what?
Just saying.
He's 26, though. You're acting like he's some old head or something. And that's the thing about people with Julius Randle. He thinks he's some fucking old head because he does look like an old head. Don't get me wrong. His face is old. But that nigga is only 26 years old,
bro. Tatum is younger.
Yeah, Tatum's younger.
And he's better.
By a few years.
And he's better.
It's not better.
A lot better.
It's not a lot better right now.
He's 23. He's already made the All-NBA team and two All-Star teams.
Cool.
I said right now.
Randall's 26.
The question was right now.
6 seasons in, finally makes his first All-Star.
You're bringing career stats into right now conversations.
You see how y'all do the narrative shit? We're talking about right fucking now.
Career stats and right now narratives.
I gave you the stats that of the last 10 games, which you can't get more right now than that, and they're the same fucking player.
How are they same player?
Wait, I'm about to kill this nigga.
We're going to have to get it back in blood. We're about to get it back in blood real quick. Come on, man.
How are they same player?
They have the same amount of points. Same amount of rebounds.
No, they don't. Say the stats again. Say the stats again.
29-28.
Who has 29?
Randle.
Okay.
10-9 in favor of Tatum in rebounds. Okay. 6-5 in favor of Randle in assists. They have the exact same amount of turnovers per game. Tatum shoots better from the field.
So when you... All right, I'm good. So when you said Zion and Ben Simmons stats, what you say? When it came to rebounding, who was better?
Simmons had a better rebound.
Okay. All right, stat man. That's it.
Hey, you got that on camera? So you wanted to get on camera?
Yeah.
I wanted to get on camera.
The Celtics were 7-10 at one point. In their 7-3 in their last 10. They played 9 playoff teams during that stretch. So
okay, so who's better? So who's
they
better?
They were also playing just as hot.
Who's better right now?
Jason Tatum's a better player.
Who's better right now, stats wise?
Jason Tatum.
Okay.
Next
subject.
All right, Ben Simmons versus fucking Westbrook. Who's better?
Westbrook, by far.
Simmons.
It's not even close.
Check the stats. Simmons. No, check the stats. What's the stats again?
You said who got him?
Simmons.
Check the stats.
Because what are we doing? Stats. We're doing right now. Are we doing this right now? Shit, while Russell Westbrook is on like a little stat pad spree right now. We're saying he's better.
Now he's stat padding. How do you step at? Explain it.
When you go 5 for 17 and get 9 turnovers and your centers and power forwards let you get fucking boards every single miss, that's called stat padding.
They don't let him get the rebound.
Yes, they do.
How many have you watched?
I've watched a good amount to know that Bertans looks at the ball up in the air. And it's right under him. He runs.
Alex Lang goes and gets back on the other side of the court in favor of Russell Westbrook on a regular basis.
They run away from the ball.
So that's Westbrook's fault.
That's one stat. So he's getting punished.
But he gets 20 boards. He gets 20 boards.
So he's getting punished for him getting rebounds. How is that a bad thing?
No, it's a stat pad.
How?
It's a stat pad.
What about his assist?
He had high usage. You like to use that on Julius Randle, right? He controls the ball all fucking game.
You see how the narrative switches,
all right,
bro?
So what's how many turnovers? So, but how many turnovers?
So usage.
Though? Yeah, exactly. So exactly
saying?
Though.
How
right.
How many turnovers? The most in the NBA.
Oh, by far.
He's a better player than Ben Simmons. What can Ben Simmons do better than Westbrook?
Ben Simmons is the best defensive player
in
the NBA.
Not better than defensively.
Yeah, that's easily. Obvious. That's obvious.
What else?
I mean,
what does he do?
What does he do better?
Simmons.
Shoot. He has a better.
He shoots better? Yes. He doesn't fucking shoot.
Oh my God, bro.
Ben Simmons shoots 57% for the field.
How many shots?
Oh my God.
What's
bro.
It matter? He has now better shot matter. Selection? So that.
Bro, Russell Westbrook is one of the worst statistical shooters in the NBA. He's fucking terrible.
My nigga. Bro.
So Ben Simmons is a better shooter.
So he's a better shooter.
He's not a better scorer. No.
He's a better scorer and shooter. Ben Simmons is a better scorer and shooter than Russell Westbrook. Is that what you're telling
me? He is a more efficient offensive player.
Listen, y'all use these fucking words that try to make people look stupid. No. What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't have to try.
No. What the fuck are you talking about? What does he do better?
Defense. Plays basketball. His basketball IQ. He doesn't turn. He turns the ball over two times less a game. Russell Westbrook misses 10 and a half shots and turns the ball over five times a game.
That's terrible.
That's 15 empty possessions. Yes, he fills the stats all over the place, but he gives the ball to the other team a whole fucking lot.
And he does silly things, and he's a ball hog.
Ball hog now?
He gets assists, but he's a ball hog.
How does that even possible?
That doesn't make sense.
Well, because he takes 19 bad shots a game, bro.
He takes bad shots. You're not going to sit up here and tell me that Russell Westbrook doesn't take at least 3 to 4 bad shots every game. It's usually way more than that, but I'm just being nice.
Russell Westbrook, one MVP. Ben Simmons, zero.
Two MVPs.
No, wait, so we're going to count, count Westbrook's first four seasons then.
What? Why are you picking it?
Four seasons.
Has Ben Simmons, how many times has Ben Simmons made at the first round?
Once. He's 185 and 112, 62% win percentage, 12 and 10 in the playoffs.
You won't. No. You just going off on Rando about playoffs.
You asked the question about what he's done, and I just gave you his winning percentage.
Is that good?
To be above 60%? Yeah.
Has he ever made to the finals?
No.
Okay. I rest my case.
What's your case? Kevin Durant was the best player on that team.
And Westbrook did his what he had to do in the finals. They lost that series because of James Harden, not because of Russell Westbrook.
They didn't get to the finals because of Westbrook.
Yeah, he was a big ass part in that team making it to the finals. Okay. Yes.
And he was actually, that was when he was his most conservative in his career.
So, besides defense and efficiency, what does he do better? He doesn't pass better.
Yes, he does.
You're a stat guy.
He wouldn't turn the ball.
He averages more assists than him. You're a stat guy. He averages more rebounds than him. You're a stat guy.
Turnover to assist ratio are a big stat when it comes to passing.
Yeah, I'm not arguing.
Turnovers are a big stat when it comes to passing, though. Is it not?
That's one thing he does better, stat-wise.
So he passes better. He's a more efficient shooter. He's a better defender. He has a significantly higher basketball IQ. What else do you want?
What? Russell Westbrook is more explosive and faster than Ben Simmons?
Compare the averages. You do this every time. Compare the stat averages. Who's having a better season?
Simmons.
I can't argue with that. I mean,
you think Simmons is having a better season than Westbrook?
He's going to win the Defensive Player of the Year.
No, he's not. Just because Rudy Gobert's going to win it.
You know what the Wizards do, bro. They go on one or two streaks a year, and they fucking shit it up for the rest of the time, bro.
This was a bad fucking year for the Wizards, all the way up until
6-7 games ago, bro. The Wizards are not fucking good. I don't give a fuck if they won 8 games. I really don't care, bro. They are not a good team, bro.
So
we're not even talking about teams. We're talking about two players. Why y'all bringing teams up?
Because team success is impacted by the player.
And it hit the Wizards on this run because Russell Westbrook is balling, the most clutch player in the NBA right now.
And the Sixers are at the top of the East because what?
They have an MVP named Joel Embiid on the team, not because of Ben Simmons.
And the Defensive Player of the Year in Ben Simmons.
No, because Joel Embiid is the MVP, was the MVP frontrunner before he got hurt. Not because Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons cannot lead that team to the playoffs without Joel Embiid.
Right, but Westbrook wasn't going to the finals without Durant, so that kind of negates what you're trying to tell me. We can talk in circles all day.
This thing is crazy, bro.
All right, so what we really need to talk about is how KD can just come off of whatever injury he wants and just drops 30 on niggas' heads like it was nothing.
Nick said he was hurt, so.
He's hurt enough that he just dropped 30.
I'm not worried about the health for the Nets. I'm worried about the chemistry.
Yes.
That's what I'm worried about. But, like I said, James Harden is the ultimate guy to bring them two together. and be valid. Like, when James Harden holds rock, he doesn't fucking, you know what I mean?
We haven't seen it.
He makes it happen.
Nets are going to the finals, bro.
Anytime James Harden was playing for the Nets, them niggas was whooping ass.
I don't want to admit it, but I got to admit it. The Nets are going to the finals, bro.
I think so.
There's no way you can stop them three. There's no... They honestly might. They might not lose more than
Seth
two
Curry,
games.
What are you talking
about? As long as they're healthy, they make it to the finals.
They're not losing more than two games.
But...
In the East, coming out of the East.
They're losing to Milwaukee.
No, they're not, bro.
Hey, healthy Nets.
Why are you putting this narrative out there about the Knicks? I mean, the Nets. Why?
Okay, you're right.
What? He's putting the narrative out there.
I haven't been right a lot about what's going to happen in the playoffs in basketball over the last year.
That's a good theory, right, though. I admit that, because they match up. They match up
with very well.
The Nets don't want to see the Bucks. I can promise you that.
I want to see the Bucks, and I'm a Knicks fan. All right, I want to see them pussies. Fuck out.
Why do you bring the Knicks up right now? Why did you just bring the Knicks up?
He can't help himself.
And they're not winning this game.
You can't help yourself either.
They're not
going to
win tonight. They're not going to win tonight. They're not.
What's the score?
Somebody just said it's tied.
Tied up?
What?
How much time left? Down 3, 7:50 left.
You're not winning this game.
Okay, we'll see.
But yeah, the Bucks match up with...
But you do know that once they lose the game, it'll be, well, it's the Suns. They're fucking good. We weren't even supposed to fucking win.
I'm not going to say that.
Somebody else is.
I'm going to say about time. I'm going to say about fucking time that we lost. That's what the fuck I'm going to say.
What goes up must come down.
About fucking time we lost if we lose. But I don't think we lose. So fuck y'all. And speaking of that, let's talk about some UFC with my nigga Bill Kelly.
Nah, get the fuck out of here, Nick.
Get out of here, Nick.
Can't stat this.
We got the MMA degenerate premiering with this MMA minute.
What's up?
With Big Ed. All right, so let's fucking get into UFC 261. The absolute ass whooping of Masvidal, the fucking punch from hell from Usman.
Bro, I don't see Usman losing anytime soon.
I don't see Usman ever losing.
Only guy that can give him a shot is Colby Covington. Yeah,
I need to see that fight.
Want a Gibb?
Yeah, I do.
I don't really care for it.
I do. I want to see it again.
It's the only competitive fight.
Yeah. So.
Fucking shit. Usman, bro, his style and the way he moves, and it's just...
He getting better and...
It's unstoppable to me. Like, I can't see anybody ever coming close to beating him, in my humble opinion.
Colby's the only one I can see it going past four rounds with.
Yeah. If he beats Colby again decisively, you're looking at him moving up to 185.
I don't think he is. As long as Izzy has the belt, I don't think he is.
Yeah, because of the whole...
Yeah, they're real cool.
Yeah.
They're not going to fight. They wouldn't fight each other.
No, he said it already. He said that he won't move up unless as long as Izzy got the belt.
Okay. That sucks. I wish they would fight each other. That'd be dope.
Because all that's left after Covington is Leon Edwards, who we already beat. Mm.
Who else is it?
The freshest matchup would be Stephen Thompson.
Okay. He would beat the shit out of Stephen Thompson.
Yeah, but it's somebody he hasn't fought yet.
Yeah, nobody's beating Usman anytime soon.
Where does Masvidal go from here?
Cold, nigga. He fucking sucks. He's fucking horrible.
If Edwards beats Nate Diaz, they could do the rematch with Nate Diaz. They're talking Nick Diaz coming back. That's a possible.
It's too old.
And if McGregor loses to Poirier again, I say McGregor move up to 170. Let them two fight at 170.
I'm not gonna lie.
The fans would fucking love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Conor will watch Masvidal.
That's a fight I would love to see, though. I don't know about that, bro. I don't know. That would be a good fight, bro. I think that's a good fight, bro.
It's a money-making fight.
That's a fun fight. Yes. They're going to talk big shit to each other.
The pressure for that weigh-in,
all that shit, that shit going to be stupid. Yeah. That shit going to be funny as hell. I would watch that. Yeah, I would watch that. Fight. I would watch that fight. So, Dana White, you better make that happen.
I said, it's
going to
be a money-making fight. That's it.
All right, hypothetical. You think Usman could beat a prime GSP?
The... This is the only because I see.
It's different eras. That's the thing.
Different
so.
Eras.
Like,
yeah.
Yes. I think so.
But I don't know. I mean, it's
this.
GSP was like a phenomenon in his era, and now Usman's a phenomenon now. But it's like
you know,
they're both legends. Yeah. But
that's who he's chasing right now. He's chasing the welterweight goat right now.
This is all I'm saying. GSP lost to a wrestler.
Who, Hughes? He was young.
Don't matter, so long.
Usman ain't. Yeah. Usman's undefeated, right?
Or am I bugging? Undefeated in UFC. He lost early in his career on
that. UFC, undefeated. That's all I'm checking. Yeah. Record I'm checking. You know
something,
what I'm saying?
Something like 14 in a row now, something like that.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
Just can't stop him. How about that fucking nasty ass, gruesome ass leg kick?
That's crazy how the world works.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. So it happened to Silva.
The motherfucking foot wrapped around the fucking leg, bro. Oh, that's just sad. What's up?
I seen a lot of injuries, and that one, I wanted to throw up when I saw that.
That was bad. That in the Louisville. Remember the Louisville basketball?
Kevin Ware?
Yeah. Oh, my God. With a bone sticking out the fucking shin. Oh, my God.
When you saw the replay and Weidman kicked him, you could see the blood already coming out of his shin. So you knew the bone was starting to pop out, and then he stepped down. It's like, oh.
Whew. Yeah, boy didn't even know. He didn't even know he broke his shit at first, and then he tried to.
How you feel about Rose?
Oh, my, she's tough.
I was, I mean, I wasn't shocked that she won. I was shocked how she won.
Yeah, that's how I was.
I had Rose winning, though. I did have Rose.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a very competitive decision. Based on whether Rose is more technical and Wally Zhang was more powerful, more aggressive.
Yeah.
But she just kicked her in the fucking head.
You think Valentina's gonna lose?
No. Only if Valentina.
She also Amanda twice, right?
Yeah, she should go back up to 135 and fight Amanda.
Nobody's beating her either.
Do it a third time between. They're the clear cut two best women in the sport. Yeah. Let them do it again.
She's not gonna win, though.
Amanda's different.
The first two fights were close.
I don't know.
But Amanda
got so much better now.
Yeah.
But Valentina did too, though.
Valentina can wrestle now. She wrestles pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
But Amanda, you know.
She dominated Andrinius.
Andrade, yeah.
How you feel about John Jones winning all that money?
Huh?
How you feel about John Jones winning all that money to fight?
Actually, right before we got here, him and his management team split.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So... His management also manages Derek Lewis. So no matter what, they were getting that Derek Lewis or Ngannou or John Jones Ngannou. Now John Jones has parted with them. So there must be something in the world. Maybe that they're really working on this.
I don't want to see Derek Lewis.
This John Jones Ngannou fight now.
I would love to see John Jones Ngannou. That should be lit.
I think Ngannou,
I want to see it, yeah.
I think Ngannou wins decisively. I don't think John Jones should move up. I want to
see John Jones against another heavyweight first.
Yeah.
Just to acclimate himself.
Hey, don't want him.
Yeah.
Right.
Ngannou big as hell, but like John Jones is John Jones. He's the GOAT, bro.
He's the GOAT. Light heavyweight, not heavyweight. That's a lot.
That's a big difference. I know.
What, nigga?
I'm just saying. Some people you just don't go against. John Jones is one of them, just like you don't go against Tom Brady.
You don't go against Floyd Mayweather.
Those are just some of the people you just don't go against.
And shit, honestly, you don't go against Usman either. Yeah, and Chad Ochocinco is a pure dickhead of the day. That nigga says soul to soul, heart to heart. It's a good bet. That shit was not a good bet, bro. What
he
was you
50K.
Doing?
That's his man. That's his man's, though.
Bro.
I bet on you. If I had it.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't fucking with that, bro. I can't.
I wouldn't even bet on that. I wouldn't even touch that foot.
What?
John Jones versus
Ngannou.
Yeah.
What about
I still got John Jones.
So what do they do, Derek Lewis?
Jones is the underdog, so I'd bet Jones just because of the fact of Jones.
It's value. It'd be value money right there.
What do they do, the Derek Lewis and Ngannou?
What happened?
Who do you got? Derrick Lewis or Ngannou? That
Ngannou. What the fuck?
The first one, it was right after Ngannou lost to Stipe, and he was just so fucking scared to gas out that he was refusing to throw any punches. Mm. So now he's confident. He knows he's a fucking killer again. So Lewis got bombs, but Lewis ain't that.
Nah, he don't got enough bombs.
Speaking of our African champions, what does Izzy do? Is that Whitaker?
He's fighting Vettori.
Oh, he is?
Because Whitaker is not healthy enough.
Nigga always hurt.
He's got like...
Nah, he has a blood. Something with his blood or some shit.
He said he's got like foot injuries and shit that he...
He has a blood disease.
I want to see...
Him and Vettori are going to fight in June.
Okay. I want to see Whitaker versus Costa. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Costa's a scrub. I don't really like him.
That nigga said he was drunk. That was a... Nah, he's the donkey of the century. Oh, what's scoring in this game?
106-102 with 4 minutes left. Suns. Down four, bro. What?
Nothing.
So what?
What are you smiling at? We are down 4 points with 4 minutes to go.
I can't.
No, you smile like that when we lose.
You don't do that.
And then I'm going to still say, what the fuck are you smiling at? Because we just won 9 in a row. I'm going to fuck, nigga.
Westbrook with another triple-double.
I don't give a fuck what he do. It's overtime, bro.
It's overtime.
Who they play?
Spurs.
And they're losing.
How much?
1 point.
By 1 point!
Bro.
They're losing by 1 point!
144 to 143.
And if they lose...
The Wizards play absolutely no fucking defense.
And if they lose, who gives a fuck? They just won 8 straight.
Let's cut this out right now. Do we have a better record than the Celtics?
Yeah.
All right.
Have you been more healthy than the Celtics?
Yo, I don't care about all that COVID shit.
I don't care about all that COVID shit. That's y'all problem.
Don't be out, nigga.
I swear to God. I really hope we get y'all in the first
round. Oh, I can't wait. I wish we do too.
If Jalen,
bro, I give you one.
I wish we do too. I would love to see you guys in the first round.
You don't think we could beat y'all?
No.
Okay. Why don't you think we could beat
if we see y'all?
How much? 100?
No.
Why?
Because that's crazy. You're bugging. $50.
Who would the Celtics play right now?
Locked in.
Bucks. And I don't want that.
That's locked in. Everybody's seen it. Put the locks in the chat. You hear me?
Bro. Matter of fact, even if we don't play y'all, I got Atlanta beating y'all too.
You just hate it, man.
All right. Yeah, 50 on that, too. If it's Atlanta, 50 on that. It don't matter. Don't matter.
The only teams in the East I'm worried about with the Knicks is the Sixers and the Nets.
Yep.
I think we can beat the Bucks.
I think so, too. Bobby, bitch.
Why don't you think
Bobby,
we can beat,
bitch.
Why don't you think we can beat the Bucks? We already blew them out once. I'm just saying, I bring this up.
Who played
in that
game?
I'm not talking about that game. I'm talking about the one before that. What? Now niggas be silent when I say that.
Atlanta, there's no way Atlanta's beating the Knicks first round. I hope you know that. And you just literally gave me $50 because that's pretty much who we're probably going to play first round.
They're not beating Atlanta.
Why don't you think we beat Atlanta?
We probably would beat them in 5.
I think 6. I don't know.
Or 6.
No, don't switch it up now, nigga. You said 5.
5 or 6. It don't matter.
Hold your ground, nigga.
All right, 5. I don't give a fuck. It don't matter. I'm not making a bet on it, but fuck out of here.
Nick just looking up stats for the future.
He can look up all he wants.
Cherry picking stats.
He can look up all he wants. Trey Young's a fucking bot. I don't give a fuck. All right. So we going to wrap it up. It's been a fun one. It's been a loud one.
Let's wait these 14 seconds in the Wizards game.
I don't give a fuck about the Wizards game. I don't care about that shit.
Said the Wizards. That's nasty.
Oh, bro. Y'all gonna start hating on my boy Russ, bro.
Nick's probably gonna lose.
Wow,
let's say it louder.
111-102. It's probably worse than that now.
Say it louder.
Unless the MVP goes on a tear.
We're down 6. We're 2.5 left.
Oh, we down 6.5?
Reggie Bullock on fire.
Hey, premium pick.
Premium poop.
I just want to let y'all know before the live started, he was all hype. And the Knicks are 15 and the fucking Suns. All right,
so we're going to wait the last 5 seconds. Let's see if Russell Westbrook's going to hit the game-tying three or what.
That's not my favorite team. So.
Because they're down by three. What happened? Where's that same energy? You said you wanted to see the last 5 seconds.
It's not my favorite team.
They're down 3 points with 5 seconds left in overtime. Is Russell Westbrook going to take that shot?
No, Bradley Beal is.
Oh, okay. Couldn't be my point guard.
Beal's got 45 tonight.
Yeah.
Huh. That's the real reason why they
came. Real reason. The real, real reason.
Wait, we should have this. Yo, all right, cut the shit, bro. We out of here, bro.
Yeah, we out of here. We out of here. I appreciate y'all. MoSportsNetwork.com, MoSportsApparel.com. Fuck with our shit. Support us. Like us. Love us. Show support. Thank y'all again for coming through. Yes, sir.
We got shit.